Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Happy retrograde. Happy almost eclipse day. How are you? Is everyone feeling out there? If this is your first time, I'm Jess, operations expert. I'm here with my
Rachel, marketing guru. I don't know. I hate that word. Never mind. I don't like guru, but
your marketing resource. Architect. The proper ecosystem.
Right. Yes. How is everyone feeling out there? How are you feeling, Rachel?
I don't know about you, but I have been having the worst technology issues in my entire life. I've re-recorded a 45-minute training 6 times because I was like, oh, it's going to work this time. Oh, I tested a 5-minute one. Oh, and it worked. It didn't work. So this week has been a lot of surrendering to the hammock. I'm just going to my hammock when my brain is done with the eclipse retrograde type energy. What about you?
Yeah, no, I feel like in the episode that posted this week about spring, we talked about the magic dark and it's getting darkest beyond the dawn and embracing those hard times. And at that point, when we recorded that episode, I thought I was at the hardest time. Like I thought it was the darkest and the dawn was coming soon. Little did I know that it could get a little bit darker. This is full transparency. I had a long-term retainer client, my highest level retainer client, messaged me this week and let us know that she wanted to wrap things up at the end of the month. She's got her admin VA is going out on maternity leave, so she's going to have to take on some of those tasks. She's also onboarding new team members to her, you know, dietitian beam. And so that she needed to take a break from my services because I primarily support the course and programs and group program side of that business. And I was not prepared for that. I'd been coasting for a while. And so this week, that kind of kicked it into high gear, which I think is what I needed. Because this week, sitting here on Friday, even though that happened and I did have a day of moping around, feeling sorry for myself after that, and this is just how I am, like I can turn up the heat. So I'm happy to report that I got super scrappy this week. I sent out 15 pitches. Made 15 connections. So I reached out to past clients, I reached out to past collaborators, so people that are in the online space that maybe one does copywriting, one is more of a strategist, reached out to a bunch of cold pitches, which I know pitching gets, I don't want to get too off course, but I feel like needs to be said, because this is my first time like cold pitching people, and I think it gets a bad rap when you see cold pitches in your inbox, because you're like, I don't know, what is this person cold pitching me? The amount of work that it takes to find those, if you're doing it intentionally, like yeah. I had not only find the people, but also qualify them. Look at, because it does take a long time to even craft those emails. So could they even afford my service? Do they need my service? So qualifying them based on their audience and the offers that they have and just checking out to make sure I vibe with this person. That took me a couple of hours in itself. And then going back and actually crafting the emails to everybody to make sure that I'm making a good first impression, even though I'm using the same basis email, it's a lot of work. So I think going through that whole process this week gave me a new perspective on the pitches that you can tell have a little more intention behind them coming in to my inbox, at least answering them. Thank you. If they had mentioned something, I made sure to mention their program name to let them know, calling out, like I was saying, I found you on Instagram. So if there was a certain post or something that they share on Instagram, make sure to call that out. So making it super intentional. I will say though, I'm feeling so much better after going through that process. And better than last Friday, because last Friday I felt like it was like spiraling. I was not in control. And that made me feel so in control of my business. Like, you're going to make it happen. Like, you have the power. That whole take back your power card that we talked about. And I have 2 discovery calls set up for next week.
That's incredible. That is amazing. Out of how many pitches?
I pitched 15 people and I had 2 people reach out to me and let me know that. One is a cold pitch that I didn't know before. And then one is somebody that I've collaborated with before. And she actually wants to set up on a long term. I'll be white labeling her stuff, like collaboration effort, and possibly hire me to also be her online business manager.
You're feeling much better.
We're feeling much better. It was only 15. It did take, I would say, 5 to 6 hours to do all of that, which is a lot.
It'll get fast. I have broken up that process into two chunks. So Fridays, I usually am when I'm a little brain dead and a little kind of at that point where scrolling is just the easiest thing. I'll start my pitch list. And then on Mondays is when I actually send the pitches and stuff. So I break it into like discovery and then sending, because I would try to do it all at once. I would get so overwhelmed. But yeah, I've seen people that do 50 pitches in an hour.
First was that initial setup too, because I had to, thank you for helping me with my template, Rachel, but I had to write my pitch template. And then I realized my email signature didn't look that professional. So I had to redo my email signature, my service guide and my service guide, but I also redid my service guide this week. So there were a lot of little like housekeeping stuff that I wanted to make sure that I was doing as well to make sure I was giving a good first impression.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was what my week was. A lot of business development tasks. How did your week go, Rachel? How did you get preppy this week?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think I have cranked out the fastest kind of come to life digital product that I've ever done. This is something that like Jess and I think I have tapped into Jess's brain a good 3 to 4 weeks that I was like, this is something I want to do. This is something I want to do. And finally, like the pieces started falling together and like the motivation to put it together. I built the sales page. I finished the trainings.
The checkout page, the trainings.
Checkout page, every single thing, every single component. The last thing I have to do is integrate it into my email system, which if you know me, that's my like zone of genius. So that's really easy to get done. So it's this beautiful new program called the Aligned Leads Formula, and it's a really powerful way to grow your email list with intention and with the strategy of we only want people who will eventually convert on this list. So I'm so freaking proud of it. We'll put a link below so you guys can get like 10% off for the listeners, but I'm just like, it came to life this week. Every single thing was just flowing out of me. I was like, oh my God, I've never been this productive before in my entire life.
Yeah, so I got a sneak peek. And just because she cranked this out in a week, I messaged her. I'm like, I am actually so impressed you put all of this together in 1 week because it's so much stuff. I was like, we were just outlining the modules, like going back and forth, brainstorming it last week. And now you've created like all these like very in-depth training and videos. And the sales page and the checkout page, which I always get stuck on. But I think that just shows like how tapped in you are to like the people who really need this product, because you were able to crank out that copy and that sales page. And that's spot on for exactly who this product is for.
Yeah. So it was a productive week for both of us. I'm going to be back on my pitching game next week. But for now, I'm bringing this beautiful thing into the world. And I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's just exciting.
Yeah, I'm definitely, maybe last week I wasn't feeling it, but I have definitely felt like that shift to like spring this week, and I was right in it. And it's beautiful outside here in New Orleans, so I'm going to probably sign off for this and have some fun after this. But anyway, back to today's episode. So today we're going to be talking about marketing systems. And systems can really help to streamline your marketing efforts so that you can create predictable flow of leads and sales into your business without taking up your entire work week, right? As service providers, as coaches, whoever's listening to this, like marketing is like one hat that you wear in your business. So it's really important to have these systems in place to support you so that you can constantly attracting lead into your ecosystem or into your sphere.
Yeah, the ecosystem is something that I built a lot into this new program, but it's something that I really want like everybody to just be ingrained with, because I think so often people get stuck. Oh, I know how to do this really well. And that's like for people with social only strategy. So they know how to sell really well on social. They build out huge audiences and use that as their only source of lead generation. And then
a glitch happens, like everybody's reach is so low right now that then they kind of panic and spiral. So having these systems in place to feed off of each other and not leave you what I like to call is the toxic, like codependent relationship we have with what we know works, and have like really checks and balances in your marketing systems.
Yeah.
I feel like same boat except for social. And I was relying just on referrals in my business, but I don't have a lot of clients that I can serve at one time anyway, because of the capacity I serve. So that source has dried up or it's just not producing. So it's, oh, you can't just rely on referral. Because it's been 6 months now and you have it, like always in my business, I would just get referrals, like referral, but like my peeps only have so many friends. So long-term strategy, I need to integrate some more people into my system. So a short-term fix is pitching, but because you just heard like how much effort pitching takes, it would be also so useful to be able to do some things that don't require so much work all the time. Support me as well, especially when I get busy with client work again.
Yeah. So let's get into the three marketing systems that we implement into every one of our clients' businesses so we can streamline their marketing, build that ecosystem, and really embrace that sustainability overall. Do you want to kick off with the first one?
Yeah. So the first system that we swear by is intentional list building. And so I'm sure you've heard before, the money is on the list. And there is a reason why it's so commonly repeated in marketing circles. And Rachel's going to tell us why.
Yeah, it's one of those things that like you can do list building the right way or you can do it the wrong way. And if you have that type of mentality in your head of, oh, I just want 10,000 subscribers, it's the same exact mentality of, oh, I just want a big following. Big followings don't always convert into leads, into clients, into sales, and all of that. So when you're building an email list, the first thing that I always do is establish a business goal that it supports, whether that is lead generation, whether that is a percentage of some type of sale in your business, being really intentional and working backwards into that goal is like the first step that I do for my clients. Because man, some people out here, they're just like, oh yeah, just send this to my list. I'm like, do you know who's on your list? They're like, well, it's like a mishmash of a few businesses ago and like a few giveaways. And I'm like, and you're wondering why you're not getting conversions.
Yeah. I think a more concrete example is I sell templates, Notion templates, but I also sell high ticket retainers. And those two clients are totally, those two buyers would be totally different people.
Yeah.
That's the intentionality. So they would need two different lead magnets to bring in a buyer for right retainer. And if I only have a lead magnet that's supporting that retainer and not the templates one, then I'm going to have a hard time selling that and vice versa.
Yeah. So if you're stuck in that lead magnets that like lead to random subscribers on your list or sending random newsletters out because you don't really have the framework to put out. And then really just sending just to send, but not really speaking to the people who are eventually going to convert. Intentional list building is literally the goal for you in making sure that your email list is supporting some aspect of your marketing. When you have that system in place, it can easily just be like streamlining down to one offer, one ideal client, connecting a lead magnet, having a nurture flow, like something as simple as like just trusting a very small system in your email list can take a lot of pressure off, but it also gives you so much freaking clarity. You're like, oh my gosh, I know exactly who's on my list. And it inspires you a little bit more to say, I know what to send this type of messaging to them. So there's a lot of opportunity when you build your list and when you have an idea of who's on your list. So yeah, just that's definitely like the first thing I do because I'm like, let's do a little baby audit here. What are you looking at?
So if you're just starting out, where would you say people? So one, just like creating, if you don't have a list, I think you always told me to like just start if you're a service provider, have your service guide on there. And then which lead magnet would you start with? I guess whatever offer you're trying to sell, right?
Gosh, that's like the most vague question I possibly have because every lead magnet has a very different purpose in people's business. And so I cover this inside the Align Lead formula so that you guys can see what lead magnets are really compelling for the stage of ideal client that you're trying to attract. So really having that rooted foundation and understanding of like how lead magnets work and why they work is key to like building this system out. It's one of those things that like always start simple, right? Start one place, start at one point in your customer journey. Don't try to support everybody all at once when you're starting out. I can't give it all away, right? Go get the course, only $47. But really, it's such an impactful part of your marketing strategy when you can reverse engineer this and understand why it works. That's something I really wanted to make sure was super clear, that you understand this, not just I'm giving you a lead magnet example. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you went into that part, I got a sneak peek, guys. Sorry. When you went into that part, I was like, this would be helpful if your customers at this point or this point. I was like, oh, there's so much strategy behind what you're choosing to teach, one, in your lead magnet, but also like how you're choosing to deliver it as well. And Rachel did like a great job to break that down in like a super concise and easy to understand way. And then she's got like questions that kind of walk you through that decision-making process as well if you need further guidance. So, Lana, anything else to say on intentional list building before we close out?
No, let's move on into the second system, which is content creation, batching, and repurposing. So one of the biggest challenges I face, and I'm sure, well, Jess has been cranking out content like a mad woman lately, so I can't really say she faces this problem.
system. I didn't have a system before.
Yeah. So it's really like consistently producing high quality content and making sure that it also resonates with your like target audience. So now that you have a system, why don't you walk us through
Share. Okay. Yep. So let me share my system. So batching is really the key, and it starts with being intentional with your strategy first. So one, looking at the calendar, deciding what do you need to promote that month? Is it an offer? Is it a lead magnet? What is your overall goal that month? And mapping out when you want to do that, because the content that you create, you want it to be intentional. You don't want to just be similar to the email list. You don't want to just be creating content for the sake of content's sake. You want it to be leading the viewer to a certain point. So making sure, just like when we start with these podcast episodes, like what is the promise to the consumer of this piece of content? What are they going to get out of it? But then also attaching it to one of your business goals. Are you trying to just get more visibility? Are you trying to draw people to your lead magnet? Are you trying to convert them into sales? What is this piece of content trying to do? And then mapping out what kind of period you are. So like ramp up period, mapping out your sales period, mapping out those times where you are just trying to get more visible. And then I like to dump all of my ideas into my little Notion content planning workspace. And I love Notion so much because you can drag and drop stuff directly onto the calendar after you've dumped everything out. And then I have specific times on my calendar where I am outlining caption, the hook. I always like to write the captions first, especially because with trending reels, I can always, if I have a caption, it's much easier for me to find a trend and figure out how to make that trend work for that caption. So yeah. I try to get 2 weeks in advance of writing all my captions out, determining which ones are going to be carousels, which ones are going to be reels. And then I have a time on my calendar where I have carousels, I'm creating all of those at one time. If it's reels, recording all of those at one time. And then I discovered a new, I'll link it in here, a new, if you don't use Notion, it won't help, but I discovered a new Notion integration, which is Notion Social, and it allows you to directly schedule from Notion, which saves me from having to download everything and put it into whatever social media schedule I'm scheduling, but then it's all scheduled and ready to go out. And then it takes so much pressure off of creating that piece of content. And that's for your Instagram stuff. And then as far as repurposing goes, I have a whole, I don't know how like deep I can get into this, but I do have a whole YouTube video about how I use an app called Marketing Magic to, one, we repurpose the this podcast. It goes on to YouTube. It goes on to our blogs. It goes on to social media. So how I use that app to break everything down. But all content repurposing is just, if you're going to spend the time to outline something, to record something, then it can very easily, especially with help of AI now, which is what Marketing Magic runs off of, convert that into a blog post as well. Break it down into a carousel. Maybe pull snippets out for reels. It's all about just creating that system. But if you're working on, I guess the key to it is a project management system, like a content management system, like Notion. Because if your content is on all different places, it's going to be really hard to track what got published when, where, and by whom. So having that system, if that's something that you need, you can visit my Sustainable Success System Shop and grab either just the social media hub, which will have all of that in there and a training on how to use it and a system. Or you can grab the Michael Sustainable Success Starter Kit, and it has that included along with four other foundational systems that you need in your business.
Yeah, so, Jack implemented the content system into my Notion, what was it, last week? No, the beginning of this week. Uh-huh. And the way that it is so effortless, like I can't even describe it. Like I've already started mapping things out like in advance, which like I am not an advanced type, like in advanced type person. So just the way that Jess's brain works, like I encourage you to not try to do it yourself, because I did. And when I tell you the chaos that existed inside of my content system, it's not a system, and it was holding me back from actually like being really productive with my content. So that's really like the effort that I think that like these systems speak to, because if you have like certain tendencies like posting on a whim or like really like only posting when you're motivated, or it's powerful and like game changing. I'm a neurodivergent business owner, and this system has changed the way that I deliver content out into the space. So just putting that out there. We'll try to build it.
One more benefit, because you mentioned neurodivergent. I do think just any visionary or maybe any business owner, you're probably always thinking about your business, and like content ideas for me come up from when I'm in the shower or when I'm on a walk. So having a space to store all of that. So I actually have a button on my phone that goes straight to like my content ideas, where I can just plug in my content ideas so that when I go to plan out for the week, I can just pull all of those in there as they come up.
Genius.
So instead of, I think what I was doing before, you said posting on a whim. What I would do before, if I had a content idea, I'd stop whatever I was doing in the middle of the day and create that piece of content like right there, because it's like, oh, I'm going to forget about it, but I don't do it right now. But now I can just go and put it into Notion and know that it's going to get scheduled when it's relevant, because it might not be relevant that day. So definitely recommend it.
Okay. The last one, which I think is more, it should just be more of a best practice and like a routine effort into your business, which is lead source audits. So really making sure these like lead source audits are so powerful when it comes to being really intentional in where you put your energy in your business. And it's one of those things that like, if you know that like you get no leads from, let's just say this podcast, the effort that we put into it needs to be prioritized at a certain level than like social media, where I get a significant amount of leads. So really having the good understanding of where to spend your time. And then as other systems take over to improve lead generation efforts, then you can shift focus to these and more optimize into the efforts that like need more attention.
Yeah. And I think this week I did not, maybe stuff that was already scheduled got posted on Instagram, but I usually make a point of showing up on Instagram and stories every day. That all got deprioritized this week for me, because I need to fill a retainer client. And I know from my audits that my retainer clients do not come from Instagram. It will be great for selling my sustainable success system. But right now I know the majority of my retainer clients will come from like referrals or outreach like that. So that got prioritized this week, and we deprioritized Instagram. But if I wasn't tracking and like keeping an eye on where different clients were coming from, then I wouldn't know that. And I wouldn't know how to spend my time most wisely.
Yeah, I think a lot of new business owners, but also maybe just, I don't know, I don't want to call them inexperienced, but like certain business owners that are living in the shoulds of business, they will lean on something very heavily because let's say they see a lot of people getting leads from social media and they think that's where they need to spend all of their time and energy, when in reality, pitching, working behind the scenes in your business, white labeling, that's something that I've been approached a lot about, is if I white label in other people's businesses. I don't, but it is a very profitable way to keep things flowing in without a lot of marketing effort, but really working smarter and not harder, and like understanding that these lead audits are, or lead source audits are, such a very real metric in your business that if you're ignoring, it's what you're not changing, you're choosing. And so if you're like just putting everything towards social media, but you're not getting any leads, you can't say, oh, business is hard, I'm not like very good business owner. You're a good business owner. You just need to shift your efforts into some way in order to like actually see those leads coming through.
Yeah. And I think one caveat too, to add to this like lead source audit, yes, like we want to look at which ones like produce results too. But also if there's just ones that you're like just doing just to do because you should be doing it, but you hate doing it, then maybe don't do it. Like sometimes you have the pitching. I said the other day on Instagram, I hate pitching, but it produces a lot of results. So what I kept telling myself this week is, if you really go, like I'm telling myself to do 100 pitches. Like if you really go all in on this, you're probably not going to have to do this for a long time, or it's going to give your business such a boost for a long time. So for me, like the reward of eating that, I think we're explicit, shit sandwich, is like worth it. So you just always have to be balancing all of those things. But if you hate doing Instagram and you're not getting leads off it, but you feel like you should because everyone else is doing it, then maybe there's so many other ways that you can bring leads into your business.
Facts. Yeah. So let's recap, because I think we went through. So the three systems that we make sure that we implement in our own businesses, as well as into our clients for a sustainable marketing effort, is intentional list building, making sure you're calling in the right people to your list so that you understand what your conversions can look like, really being super intentional with assigning a business goal to your actual email list so it has a purpose. Next is content creation, batching, and repurposing, really understanding that when it comes to content creation, you could be making it a lot harder for yourself. I, in fact, was, and just changed my life. So when you have that system to simplify like all of the various platforms you could possibly be in, it really does change the game and make it so much more simple and effortless when it comes to actually planning and planning ahead. And then lastly is the lead source audit. So really working intentionally to be working smarter and not harder, not put all of your eggs in one basket. If that basket, it has a hole in the bottom, it is not actually working. And yeah, just being really intentional with where you spend your time and energy. So anything else, Dan?
I do not have anything to add, but if you found this episode helpful, definitely make sure you share it with one of your business besties. And tune in and listen next week, because we're going to be talking about, as I pull up our publishing four innovative ways to grow your list right now. So do lead magnets really work? We know they work because we implement them into our clients' business. So we're going to talk about the lead magnets that we see that are attracting the most number of qualified leads into the business. So make sure that you tune in, follow, leave us a review, DM us on Instagram. We want to hear from you.
Until next time,
we're rooting for you.